Subset F is a use on review for Rev It Up Espresso, their second location there, and I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Smith.
Okay, the final one that I'm going to be doing here, Ms. Tammy Iverson of Rev It Up Espresso has applied for a conditional use and review to operate a year-round drive-up coffee kiosk at 2703 Lazelle Street. This would be her second location for the business, which currently has a kiosk located at 2216 Junction Avenue in the Grocery Mart parking lot. The kiosk would be located at the south end of the parking lot, fronting Lazelle Street, with one drive-up window as shown on the attached site plan. The use on review would need to be considered since a business not associated with a permanent retail business on the same property cannot operate out of a temporary structure. Neighboring landowner concerned, six official notifications were sent within 200 feet, 84.96% approved, 15% no response, and those are considered approval. Again, for the requirements for temporary structures in Title 20315, temporary structures may not be used for housing a permanent or seasonal business unless within the exemption of subsection 20316. I'm not going to read that whole thing to you, but it will be under 104 or 144 square feet or under the size of the building. We currently also had issued a use on review for an additional one of these same structures at a different location. City staff recommends approval, and Ms. Iverson is here if you have any questions.
This is an actual physical building, like a shed, or is it a trailer? It's going to be just, it's just
it's,
like
it's that. It's a trailer. Okay. I believe, no, this one will be a building. This one will be a building similar to the last one type we approved. It'll be on skids set on the property.
Mike had something.
That was one of my concerns. Looking at the movable trailer that's in the parking lot of Grocery Mart, that we had a curb appeal requirement. Do we need to look at the ordinance change there so that we don't look at flat tires and the stuff stuffed underneath?
I would recommend that you look at that sometime, yes.
Pointing it out, folks.
Public or council, any further discussion?
Which permanent business is it going to be?
It is not going to be associated with a permanent business.
Oh, okay.
She currently has another kiosk, as I said, and in the Grocery Mart parking lot. That's her first location. She purchased that one from the owner that set that up many years ago, and now this will be her second location.
I believe I was on the council when we approved that, and that was a variance to put that there to start with. For what reasons, I don't remember, but there was some outlying circumstances, the reason we allowed that to go there.
I can enlighten you on that. There was a coffee kiosk there previously for several years owned by another lady, Carrie, and when she sold her business and that kiosk moved, this one then moved back in. Since there was one that was there previous, that's why it was allowed again.
And there's no use on review on the first location, right? Just the second one will have it?
That's correct. The first one is non-conforming. It was just allowed. Pre-existing non-conforming use.
Any other discussion?
What, I guess, the building, do you know what you're going to have it look like or anything? Or please.
You better come up to the microphone.
Well, the plan is it's going to be a cross between the Scooters that's in Rapid City and Dixon's, so it's going to be a much nicer looking building. Mike, I'm fully aware of the aesthetics value of the trailer, and I am working on that. Currently, right now, they are working on the parking lot, which is why the skirting is off and all of my innards are hanging down below, which will be fixed once the parking lot is fixed. So
I figured as much.
So, I mean, I get it. I mean, I get that it's not the most attractive, whatever. So, but no, the one that I'm going to have this other one custom built, and it'll look much nicer. And it'll kind of be a black, tin, red type building. So, yeah.
I figured it'd look clean and everything. But yeah.
No, it'll look a lot better. And so, yeah.
Thank you.
I'd just like to remind everybody the origins of Sturgis Coffee. That guy had a little kiosk in the Pomida back then. It was not Shopko, but in the Pomida parking lot. And then he grew from that, and he went over to where Subway was, and then he moved to. And then, so something like this starts a business. It's kind of like an incubator.
His first one was the size of a phone booth.
It was the size of a phone booth. It was very small.
I'm not doing that. I don't have that kind of vision. So, not doing it.
Any other discussion on this use on review?
I'd move to approve.
First by Mike. We have a second by Rhea. Any last discussion?
Are we concerned about traffic at all?
It doesn't look like
it. It's a much easier on-off access than what I'm currently dealing with. I mean, where I'm at right now, there's a lot of concern about traffic, but this one is going to be a piece of cake, honestly. And to encourage you, I have many customers that travel across town that are from this end. So my thought process is it possibly will lower bring my lines down a little bit in Grocery Mart so there won't be so much congestion, because some of the customers will know that this is going to be a much easier on-off access. So, yeah, it's a much better deal, trust me, yeah.
And yes, I think in the morning that there's not much traffic down here at all.
Most of those businesses don't open until later anyway, and most of my heavy traffic is between 5:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning.
I guess
my
only complaint at the other places where, I mean, it happens all the time, but it's the turn-in lane
right.
to the grocery store, which is actually turning lane to go to ballpark, and I've had people in an ambulance sit there in the driving lane waiting for that to clear up so they could turn in to get coffee. So,
and that might, I mean, if we have another location, honestly, it might spread it out a little bit more. Right. So, yeah.
All right. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion to approve the use on review, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much.